If you have not beaten Grand Theft Auto V, stop, go get the game, kill a whole bunch of hookers, and then come back, because this is Radio Radar spoiler cast for Grand Theft Auto V.
Spoiler, you can kill hookers in the game.
Yeah, that's a spoiler. Hello, everyone. I'm Hollander Cooper. Here with me is...
Lucas Sullivan.
And joining us is...
Dave Rudden from Official Xbox Magazine.
How you doing, Dave Rudden from Official Xbox Magazine?
I'm doing good. I just beat GTA 5 last night.
Really?
So, my God.
Yes.
Are you serious?
This is timely.
Yep.
Because you've been riding me for a while to do this spoiler cast, and you would have actually been that far behind.
Woefully out of the loop.
When I started pitching it, I was like 10 missions away, and I'm like, that'll take me a night. And I think I was like 4 or 5 missions away at the end, like before last night, and okay. It took me like a good 5 hours. Like,
wow.
Those last ones are kind of
I'm really happy I delayed the recording of this. You would have had to like lie your way through
it.
Like, oh yeah, it was totally devastating when I had to choose to kill someone. So, also, for the purposes of this podcast, I will be assuming the role of Michael.
I will be Franklin.
I'm Driver.
That was actually not bad, especially because you have out-of-control hair and what the beginnings of a beautiful beard.
Yes.
And a
meth habit, but thanks for not bringing that up.
I try not to.
Yeah.
I got to inform you guys that even if you don't like it, the hood gonna love it, so it's a non-issue.
Yeah.
You don't gotta like it.
Yeah. It's not necessary.
So we're not just saying that because of three characters and three of us. I genuinely think Michael is my favorite character from the game. I love that his story is the epilogue to Grand Theft Auto in general. The Grand Theft Auto story of the American dream. But actually even the beginning of the game when he's just talking to a psychiatrist, he's essentially giving the same speech that Nico gave in the trailer for GTA 4, except having achieved all of that and being miserable. Just the whole, like, hey, I have a giant house I can't afford, a bratty kid, and a daughter who doesn't give a shit about me, and a wife who cheats on me. My life's great. Like, that is the American dream, without delusions. And I love that he was sort of the swing back of that.
Now, we were talking, Coop. You never actually visited Dr. What's his name?
Friedlander?
Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Friedlander.
I did late in the game.
But turns out you can go to him as, I think I visited him like 5 times.
Yes.
Or have like phone chats.
Yeah, I did like 2 or 3 visits and 2 phone chats, but I didn't go to the final one. Do you know what happened?
I only
that?
Went to the final one.
So you were able to.
I did some phoners.
Okay.
Okay.
But when you go to the final one, he reveals that this is your last session with him because he's leaving to be, I think, a talk show host.
Yeah.
And specifically hinting that he's just going to expose your life story.
Yeah.
And you have the option of what to do with that, because then he jumps into his car to drive away.
Breaking the hippopotamus oath.
Yeah. I did what I believed Michael would do and shot him through the front of his car with a shotgun.
Totally fine.
And then stole his car.
My God.
And drove it into the river.
My God, sir. I was accepting his advice, but... it threw me for a loop because GTA pulled a Walking Dead on me where it gave me a choice between two things, and I didn't know whether to accept or reject Dr. Friedlander's advice. He said, silence speaks words, Michael, and I was like, all right, just let me think. And then the cutscene kept going without my making a choice.
What do the decisions even do? Do they affect your ending a little?
There's that thing at the very end after you complete it. There's that psychological profile.
Yeah. I think... it was mostly just dialogue, because Michael would say, like, he was feeling better, like he was accomplishing stuff with his life when he was working for Solomon.
Right.
And I think his family members also have dialogue that matches up with that. Like, oh, wow, you're really responding to the therapy. Like, you're actually trying to change yourself.
Yeah, I just love that therapy element is in the game.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of another Grand Theft Auto character who would have ever seen a shrink. Like, could you imagine any of them actually going through
Trevor going to the shrink would be funny.
Oh man, that'd be beautiful.
Well, two things. First, with the Friedlander thing, it turns out if you don't kill him, there's a radio announcement later that says that he dies. And that's one of the things that bugs me about this game, is that, like, to fit future canon, anyone that you can kill and don't kill dies. So, well, I'm sure we'll talk about this at length later, but Ashley from The Lost and Damned,
right?
You can kill her, but if you don't, you find out that she died in a crack orgy.
Possibly.
So what? How does he die? Do they say?
Now they, I, I only found that out on the GTA wiki, but I was like, yeah, that's one thing I didn't get. I didn't do that final part with him, so I was curious about what happened.
Yeah, it's funny because I just let him get away, and then Michael, he sent me an email like, "You got to work on those anger issues."
Yeah,
and Michael's just like. Yeah, F you.
but yeah, that's why I personally liked Michael the most. I thought that he even more than a lot of the other characters was such a unique protagonist.
Okay.
Yeah, he almost like it's weird because two of the three ending choices kind of paint Franklin as the main character.
True.
But it felt to me like Michael was the main character because I don't know, like he's the sort of middle between this like this young upstart guy.
And a psychopath.
And the psychopath. Well, like, he's the middle.
My review was all about kind of that, where you had, like, each of them filling the role as, like, the id, ego, and super ego.
Yeah.
And Franklin was sort of... And then I actually kind of had it as, like, Franklin was almost the one that stopped them from killing each other all the time.
Yeah.
Where, like, you have Trevor as the id, because he's just impulse, whatever he wants.
He does.
And then you have Michael that almost exists solely to stop Trevor. Like, deep down, he's like, I still feel like at any given point in the game, if he was told, like, here's a gun, Trevor is right there, he will not see it if you shoot him in the back of the head, he would do it, but the only reason he doesn't is because he's afraid he's going to miss. Like, or, like, he'll hit him in the head, and then he'll turn around and be like, bullets, don't kill me! Like, because he's like, he said, like, you can't kill him, he's insane, he's not human, and I feel like he truly believes that.
Yeah, I'm surprised how my attitude on Trevor changed throughout the game because
did you start as a hater or a lover?
Started as a hater.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
With that opening scene, it's kind
brutal.
Of yeah.
He kills my favorite Grand Theft Auto protagonist.
Yeah, I wouldn't
he
go
stomps him to death.
I wouldn't go that far with. I thought Johnny was kind of a cool character.
I'm
but,
Jewish. I have to. I sympathize. He killed one of gaming's only Jewish heroes.
Yeah, but I don't think we've ever seen like such a like a hero of a game fall from grace like that. Which is just I love that Rockstar was willing to like do that. Like I love when TV shows do that. Like there's a lot wrong with Lost, but I love that they were able to kill off like main characters without thinking about it. Like 24 did it too. And
it worked for Lost because half of their actors ended up getting DUIs.
Yes.
So they were like, well, now we have an excuse to kill off these three people because they all got DUIs.
Yeah. And I'm it was like a little demoralizing to see Johnny Klebitz just like sunk so low.
I almost feel like Rockstar was trying to see how much they could make a character that you should hate but you won't. Like he kills Johnny Klebitz. Like by the end of the game, I hated him. But I still kind of liked him. Like, I really thought that if I was ever given the choice to kill him, I would. But then I couldn't.
It's funny because I think they kind of set him up to be way more villainous than he actually ends up being. Because I don't think Trevor actually acts that rashly as he does.
Except for with exception to the... the missions where, like, somebody calls him, like, homie, and then he goes on a killing spree and kills 100 people.
Oh. Yes.
True. I found those to be, like, outside of the reality of...
Sure. You don't know whether or not those are actually happening. No cops ever come when you do
this. It
was
the hipster one that made me go, really?
That was my favorite part of the game, I think.
Yeah.
But, I feel like they make Trevor more of a character as the game goes on. To the point where you can sympathize with his craziness because all these crappy things.
Also, is he the only character in the game who has any respect for women? valid question.
Well, I tried to get Franklin back together with Tania. Is that her name?
Tanisha, I want to say, but I could be wrong. She's barely in the game.
Yeah. She was getting married, and I was like, I didn't even have a chance to win you back. This is
do like a graduate up. Scene in GTA.
But I seriously feel like Trevor, he is constantly defending. He is not even like defending women's honor. Like everyone else is just kind of being jerks to women or has the ability to, and he goes so far out of his way not to be.
Yeah.
And,
it's interesting to think about.
Yeah, I think it's funny because I wasn't even aware that there could be missions after the final mission in any GTA game, but the Mrs. Phillips mission.
Yes, that's
was,
the
eye-opening.
Yeah, I love that. That's kind of like an after-the-credits scene.
Yeah,
like, it only unlocks when you complete the game. Mm-hmm. Only unlocks, obviously, if you let Trevor live. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like it's a. I don't think there's anything in the other way for Michael. Like if
I don't know.
I didn't play that much further past the ending, but yeah, it's.
And I didn't take the time to complete that mission, but if you do, you bring the drugs back and the mom's gone again.
Yeah, that's what I had happen. I almost thought there was going to be another mission. He just starts screaming for her.
It almost seems like...
Because you do eventually just find a van of those pills.
Yeah. It wasn't obvious where it was, so I didn't do it.
You'll just be exploring, and you know how like the armored cars show up?
Right, you get that flash.
That's how they show up. It's just like, by the way, there's one of those cars.
God, so many armored cars.
But I got one.
You got one because you did it once, and then every other time you just went by, or...
I tried, like, 30 times.
Oh, no, I'd say I had, like, 50%
yeah.
success.
You just got to run them over while they're carrying the money to the truck.
Yeah.
Oh, I always saw them on the road.
Oh.
And okay. I'd be like, now's my chance, and I'd get out and, like, shoot it with a shotgun, and then, like, immediately get killed.
You guys want to talk about your favorite random things?
I love the, I loved a lot of random things, but I really liked the paparazzi missions.
Yeah.
Beverly?
Beverly's missions. Though I feel like that's one of my problems with the game is Beverly's missions. Did you finish them?
Mm-hmm.
Most anticlimactic ending it could possibly have.
Yeah, I kept thinking, well, I liked that the reality check or whatever had the achievement of, like, kill them with an explosive, but I thought it was going to, like, present an explosion to me.
Yeah,
to
it just ended up being sort of just an, like, it just ends with him being like, never mind. But I love those missions because that was such a good slice of LA for me in terms of, like, random side stuff.
I really loved the, I think Dom was his name, the adrenaline addict who loves to jump out of planes and all that. I love how Franklin meets up with him because that was the definition of random. Seeing a dog that may or may not exist.
Oh my God! Yes.
Leading to
the whole Lassie.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. What's that boy?
And it went on for so long.
Even Franklin's like, "Am I going insane? Like, I must be losing my mind."
Did you see? I'm sorry. I wanna, in case this is your ending, your thing. I don't want to spoil it.
Well, I mean, my favorite random storyline was the one with the weed legalization guy.
Barry.
Oh yeah, Barry was good.
For one thing, I love that those sort of mini rampage style missions, but also the fact that I can't believe they were able to do it, but they got the clown dream song from Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure.
Very same?
Yes, when you're playing as Trevor and he's shooting clowns, and all the explosions are clown themed, so it's like flowers and rainbows pop out of a van when you explode it. I just loved those scenes.
And
those
I love how Franklin is just like, Doesn't feel
I also like
goddamn
the ending of that mission. I love, I mean, unless there was another one, the ending of that mission is you show up for the rally and they all got stoned and forgot. Like, that's really the conclusion of that whole thing.
Yeah.
The smoking.
Did you guys do, I'm guessing no, but did you do any of the weird hidden stuff, the UFOs, the...
I mean, I had the cutscene where I met the guy and just said, like, this is going to take way too long.
So there are apparently several hidden UFOs in the game, like full-fledged, like flying in the air. Like there's like a 1950s style one.
Huh.
There's a 70s Close Encounters one. There's a modern era looking one that actually like materializes. It's like cloaked until you get close. There's one underwater. There's a ton.
Good God.
And have you seen the cutscene with Bigfoot?
I remember hearing that you could see him when you were, like, sniping with Michael from helicopter.
So there's that, but there's another one.
Yeah, huh. I hear if you get, like, 100% in the game, then
there's a hunting mission.
There's, like, it's the very last thing you can unlock is a mission where you hunt him.
And you hunt a Bigfoot, and you find him, and this is a spoiler cast, so...
Yeah.
Go for it.
When you shoot him, he soaks a bunch of bullets, and you go up to him, and he gives a really similar speech to the one in Undead Nightmare. For Red Dead Redemption, where he's like, just kill me. I'm the last of my kind. Do it. And then you go like, wait a minute. Is this a suit? And you tear his mask off, and he's a furry that talks. He's like, there's nothing wrong with us. We just want to go into the forest in suits and have sex.
The last of furries.
So he's just, you can kill the last of the furries.
I like that.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a lot of weird hidden stuff, and there's still people that think that there is a jetpack somewhere. Mm.
Yeah.
Because there's that mural underneath Mount Chiliad that shows that people, there's still a bunch of theories. Some guys over at CVG did like a super long video about it, but there's three icons, and one of them looks like a guy with a jetpack, and it's next to a door.
Huh. I mean, maybe Rockstar hid that deep.
I mean, if there are several UFOs and a Bigfoot. Two Bigfoots.
Big feet. As it were.
That was a triple jinx right there.
You all owe me a Coke Zero. Just kidding. They're all sold out again.
I know. We doubled our Coke Zero input in the office.
Yep.
And we still run after
literally a year of me putting notes into the suggestion box, they actually put a Coke Zero in our vending machine.
Yes.
And then it sold out in like 2 days. So now two of the slots are Coke Zero. They refilled it on Thursday. It is now Tuesday. Both are sold out.
Let's just get Coke to promote our
yes,
spoilers.
Seriously.
I've been chatting a bit with Michael Rapars, who did the review for us at OXM, and mm-hmm. he mentioned that he's doing the Scientology
Epsilon missions. I wasn't aware that they get
pretty punishing. So, like, for one thing, you have to spend like hundreds of thousands of dollars on frivolous things. It's very
they just,
cutting
like,
satire.
Yeah, I did two missions, and the first one's like, give us $1,500, and then the second one's like $15,000,
yes.
And I think it keeps going up.
And then you get to a point where you get the like the Epsilon robes,
right.
And you have to wear them for 10 days straight in-game. So not 240 hours, but 10 days in the game. So you could like literally just go to sleep for 10 days wearing the robes. But then after that, you have to walk like 5 miles or something in this one part of the desert and like not do anything else. And from what I hear, it's just like, just tie the, like your thumbstick.
Yeah. I've done that. Yeah, rubber band your thumbsticks together.
Yeah.
So you just spin in circles.
Yeah.
I did that when I was testing the battery for the Vita.
Oh, nice.
I felt like a rock star.
Can you do it with nice wordplay? With any of the characters?
I think it's
Michael only.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you try as Trevor, you get turned down. If you try as Franklin, I think it's Trevor's too crazy and Franklin's too black.
Yeah.
For what the Epsilon Corporation wants.
My God, that's like a new wrinkle right there.
Yeah.
And I delivered some people to that cult in the mountains.
I did too,
but not enough to. I think if you deliver enough people, then there's a mission where you're taken in by them and you have to fight your way out.
I tried to drop someone off there, but the Lost and Damned started shooting at me as I did so, and the guy bailed out of the car before I could drop him off.
My one regret in the game is that there's one woman that you pick up who is this crazy mountain lady, and she talks about how like she's had gentleman callers and they've ended up dead, and I was playing as Trevor at that point, so I'm like, this lady kind of fits in with what Trevor's into. But then, like, at some point, I'm like, I bet she would kill me. So I drove her up to the cult. And then I read later on that she is, you can booty call her later in the game. So
really?
The only people you can booty call in the game are strippers and this crazy
and this
mountain
crazy
lady. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, like, can you pursue Marianne as a booty call?
Which one is Marianne?
She's the
jogger
nut.
I love her.
Yes. I wish the game had more people who interact with all three protagonists in completely different ways, and none of the three are aware that they all have met this person.
Yeah. And when it first started off, I couldn't tell if like Michael already knew her, but no, they just like walked
also,
up to each other.
I didn't experience
running.
It, but didn't you tell me that you can run into the other protagonists in the open world?
Yes. I had a moment where I was driving as Franklin, and then Michael's on the street, and he's like, oh, didn't expect to see you here. And apparently, if you stalk another character,
yes.
They will just say, like, all right, leave me alone, man, leave me alone. And then they'll just knock you out. One punch.
I wonder what happens if
down.
You switch to the other character, if it's just right there, I'd imagine.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, imagine it's just like when you're in a mission. It's just like...
Yeah.
Can you have all three go to the hospital in the same explosion or something? Like, all get in the car and then sticky bomb it?
I feel like I feel bad for not... doing this, but I read that you can have two protagonists hang out together or three protagonists hang out together, and they'll have like conversations are unique to those things. Because there's one achievement where it's like, as all three guys evade, no, yeah, keep up a three-star wanted rating for 3 minutes.
So essentially get them all in a car.
Yeah, get them all in a car, hit a cop, and run around for 3 minutes.
So
the cops in this game were killers.
They did not fuck around. And they aim for the head. Like in old games, it's like they just start aiming for your legs so you can kind of get into a car and drive away.
Yeah.
They will just shoot you when you get into the car.
Yeah, granted I was doing it wrong, but the final mission after the final heist where you have a 5-star rating probably took me about a half hour to evade the place.
I think, was that the one where you have to drive the humongous truck with the...
Yeah, that's one of the options. You have the two options to break into the... I forget exactly what it's called. Union Depository.
Yes.
And I took the one where it's a drill into it.
Yeah, that was so hard. Like, I thought they were going to give me a clear path to take to evade the cops, but
no.
I basically just had to, like, RNG it so that the cops drove past where I was hiding.
Yeah, but then you would have to find a place to be, like, that you're not being seen by the helicopter, too, and that's what took me so long. I eventually was just like, I'm going to drive so fast in one direction, and that worked for me.
Yeah. So what was your favorite non-heist mission?
Favorite non.
I think mine was the one with Trevor, where you had to drive a a crop duster into the back of the cargo plane.
Oh yeah, that was a sweet one.
That was a little frustrating, because I didn't get it the first time, and it's like threading a needle.
Yeah, same here.
I feel if I wouldn't have gotten it the first time,
suspense,
I might have been upset, but I did, so it was the best. It felt like an Uncharted level all of a sudden.
Is that because I remember the scene in the trailer, one of the first trailers where the car drives out of the airplane?
Yeah.
Is that where you could do that? Because I didn't actually try getting
in the car. I'd imagine. I didn't either, but I'd imagine. But yeah, that's my personal favorite non-heist.
I know which one is my least favorite.
Which one?
The one where you have to work a day at the docks as Trevor.
Yep.
It seems like everyone is just like, why is this in the game? I don't want to drive this crane because, number one, it's not fun. And number two, this is a skill I will not use for the entirety of the
game. There were a bunch of missions in that game that were like, you just have to fly. Like, that just took way too long. Like, you just have to land this plane. It's going to take you like 10 minutes to get where you're going.
Yeah.
It's like, why am I doing this?
I think that's the one takeaway that Rockstar needs to have with this game is it's really frustrating and annoying to have to land something onto something else or put something onto something else exactly.
Yes.
That is the opposite of shooting cops in the head.
Yeah. Though I feel like it was a little forgiving, but not forgiving. It feels like it should be more, like, I feel like it's forgiving enough, but it should be more like, get him in the crane, and that's all you have to do.
Did you guys have the mission where, as Trevor, you need to ride the dirt bike on top of the train?
Oh my god, that took me so many times.
That was so hard. I
feel like
sure
the only reason I wasn't upset was because riding the dirt bike around was fun, and it reset me to a close enough area, and I knew that what was happening was so cool that it didn't bother me, but it was like, all right, guys, we get it. Yeah. And then I was like, well, maybe I'm supposed to do something else. And then when you finally do it, it's like, really? That's what I was supposed to just land exactly?
Yeah, just trigger that cutscene.
Yeah.
I think my favorite mission was the one where, as Trevor, you have to drop off Patricia. Is that her name?
Yeah.
And right as it starts, the if you leave.
Yes.
starts playing. I wasn't expecting that at all because I thought he was just going to, like, go kill the
he respected her decision.
He did.
Yeah.
It touched me.
Wait, what was that? What were we talking about?
Favorite
non-heist mission. Okay, so my favorite non-heist mission is Trevor, unsurprisingly, where it's like the final raid against the Lost and Damned, where it's like in this trailer park and you've got to throw these sticky bombs onto the trailers.
Stormy night.
I hated that mission.
I don't know,
it took me so many times. I failed at stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it.
I mean, I took a liking to Trevor pretty quickly. After that first, introduction that's kind of, jarring, you have all these missions where things blow up. So, it's a stark, contrast to Michael and Franklin's missions, which are a little bit subdued at that point. You don't quite have, trailer parks exploding. And that's also, that was the thing I didn't like about San Andreas was how, when you got to the open part of that game, there are fun things you can do, but, they are largely just wide open area with nothing to do. And this kind of you know, was counter that to that. It's like, yeah, there's a lot. This is a wide open area, but there's lots of crazy.
I just remembered another mission I liked a lot. The Franklin mission on Grove Street with Trevor. When you go to buy drugs with him and Lamar.
The drywall.
That mission was so fucking funny. Like, Lamar just sniffing the drywall and being like, yeah, that's some good shit. And, like, Trevor getting them out of that situation. Like, just Trevor being like, come on, I just want to be friends with, like, him genuinely, like, I'm new in town. Just hang out with me. And he legitimately had no ulterior motives. Yeah. And he wasn't even trying to turn it into a thing. Like, he just wanted to hang out with you.
He wanted them to get the better end of the deal.
Yeah, he wasn't even being... Like, he was not being... There was nothing wrong with what he was doing in that mission.
I like... That's, like, one of the small... Like, it's kind of a series of small... Besides the Johnny Klebitz cameo, like, smaller nods to GTA. Like, obviously, there's the cars and commercials and people like Laszlo.
I think somewhere there's a bleeder page for Brucey.
Yes. So that mission that you talked about before where you're riding the motorcycle on top of the train car,
yeah.
One of the requirements in the mission, or you know, whatever, the post-mission rating things, one of the requirements is better than CJ, because it recalls that one super annoying mission in San Andreas where you have to ride a motorcycle next to a train and shoot guys on top of the train. And while you're doing this, I forget his name, I think it's Sweet. Is behind you, and if you fail it, he says, all you had to do was follow the train. I'm like, yeah, I'm on a dirt bike, and you expect me to follow a train.
I must have blocked that mission from memory.
Yeah, it's annoying. And one that a lot of people miss is Packy McCreary is a potential heist member.
Really?
Yeah, so I ran into him. It's one of those random flash events. Just driving by this like mini mall, and these guys are like, shit, we need a car. Get a car. And like, turns out that Packy didn't have a car to get away after this robbery. And I pull in, and he's like, we need a car with that could fit four people. Did that. Like, drove him to the place. Like, he sounded familiar, but when I dropped him off, he's like, hey, I'm Packy McCreary. I come from Liberty City. I'm looking for some scores here, you know.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and I took him on everything, honestly. Because there's only, like, two or three people that you really know outside of, like, that are just besides being a piece of paper when
right.
you mm-hmm. do a heist. So there's him. There was this one woman that I saved that was a
Taliana
hacker.
Taliana Martinez?
Yes.
Or, yeah. She was a driver.
Yeah.
There was the guy from Life Invader.
Yeah.
Who was terrible at his job.
I never used him.
I used him once, and he's just, like... And then, like, I think he does terribly, and then Michael's like, wait a minute, this guy didn't even know how to close pop-ups on his computer. Why did I assume he'd know how to hack a system?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I took him on there, just because it was familiarity.
Yeah, and,
he kept calling me, you knew that
it had to be something.
Yeah. And Chef.
Chef, I fucking love Chef.
He was a pro.
Chef is pro as hell.
When you do the Blaine County...
Prison.
Heist,
yeah.
Which is probably my favorite mission in the whole game. they all talk about their first heist that they ever did. And if you have Packy with you, he tells you about the Three-Leaf Clover mission from GTA 4.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I think my favorite overall mission, my favorite heist at least, it might actually be the diamond heist, that first one, the jewelry store.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Just because that one I feel like that was the first one they thought of because it has the most moving parts and the most... I feel like it probably has the most variation. Like, if you have a bad driver, you lose one of your vehicle. Like, I chose the cheapest because I'm like, I can handle this. Yeah. did you do that too?
No, I think I had a good gunman.
So I chose my gunman. Immediately took a spill and I lost a third of the take. Like
Same
a third
here.
Of the money
Same
is
here.
Gone immediately.
I
chose a cheap
happy.
Driver and he got lost.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I did have that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love, and that was that whole situation. Like, you got to choose how long you were in there for. You got to choose how much you went to. I feel like I felt totally in control of that mission, and it kind of like I really really hope that they add more stuff like that.
Although I feel like I didn't get to reuse people as much as I wanted to because so many of the missions for the path that I went didn't use. Hackers, for instance.
Right.
So I only used Paige, I think her name was, like, on the first mission, and I never saw the option to use
it. They kind of made a big deal about how if you use them multiple times, they'll improve, and then you don't really have a choice. I really wish there were more missions like that, even if they were smaller scale.
Yeah, or like with Chef, he pretty much starts with max stats. So.
Chef is awesome. Chef is like, what was the name of the Rastafarian guy in GTA 4?
Jacob.
I always thought Little Jacob was going to turn on you just because he was like too good to be true, and he never does, and he's always looking out for you. That's kind of how I think of Chef in this game, where it's like, Chef's like, I'm pinned down. I'm going to distract them so you guys can get away. Like, he's always, like, you felt like that guy was ready to just jump in front of a train for you.
Yeah.
Especially one being driven by Trevor.
Yeah. Now, I was worried in the final heist. I had Packy say that in the final heist. Like, I'll stay here and get away in a different way. You guys go on. I'm like, oh, shit, is he going to die now? Because the previous heist, or not the, like, the one in the FIB building, somebody automatically dies. Like, whoever you take on that heist who has lesser experience, will die.
Oh.
So I chose this guy that I had never used before, and he died. And like, he was writing a screenplay. Like, that's interesting. I was super worried that Packy was gonna like eat it during this mission, but he didn't. So thank God.
Rest in peace to that screenplay.
Yes. Nick something. He was only 7%. You only wanted 7% of the take.
He got zero.
Well, we gave something to his family.
Yeah, I do like that. There is money paid out for death.
Yeah,
it's neat. It's nifty.
So, ending of the game. Did we all choose C?
Yeah,
it's impossible not to.
I know IGN's reviewer told me that she, like, I think I was talking to IGN's reviewer, and she said that she really, really disliked Trevor. So when she was given the option, she's just like, fuck it, Trevor's gone, and killed him.
That one makes a bit of sense, because he's irrational, and, you know.
You felt like he was a liability.
Yeah. And I mean, even though, like, he saves Michael during the FIB mission. Well, the FIB shootout.
I loved that FIB shootout, by the
way. Yes, it's pretty cool. You know, there's no indication, like, he's totally with you guys. But, yeah, I watched both endings.
I did not yet. I don't actually don't know what happened. So
they're both dark, for one thing. they also kind of, like, subtly make themselves known that this isn't right, because in either case, you call both the guy that you're going to kill and the other guy, and the other guy who should be like, phew, thank God, they both kind of like, are you sure, dude? Like, even though, like, it makes sense for Michael to kill Trevor or Trevor to kill Michael, they're both like, oh, come on, don't. And, like, so Michael will come with you to kill Trevor, but Trevor won't come with you to kill Michael.
Hmm. He just doesn't think it's right?
Yeah.
Or...
But they're both, like, kind of sad, somber endings. Like GTA 4 is where it's like, it's done. Like, that. I think that's the name of the achievement in GTA 4 when you finish the game. It's just like, it's done. Like, like, some in both of GTA 4's endings, someone very close to you dies, and then you're just like, well, we killed the last guy.
I was so afraid that GTA 5 was going to have a depressing ending. That I'm really happy with the fact that the C option exists.
And I think it's got to be canon, I hope.
Yeah. I wonder if they added that in later, or because it would have been crazy if you had to pick to kill.
There were parts in 4 where there were two parts in 4 where you had to pick between two people.
That's wild.
Playboy X and...
Who was the other one?
The other guy who... I killed, because he actually said, like, man, I wish I wouldn't have gotten out of jail. I should just be dead now.
Oh, yeah. That was Playboy X or that guy.
Yeah.
But, the ending.
And then the ending, you got... Well, the ending was kind of weird, because it's one of the only games that actually, like... Spoiler cast for GTA 4, where the game says, like, one character says, I want you to do X. A different character says, I want you to do Y. And depending on who you listen to, that's the character that dies.
Yeah.
Instead of... Which is really weird.
Yeah, it's not like directly like, do you want this person to die or this person to die?
It's actually the opposite. It's like, which character do you want to die? Okay, we're going to kill the other one. Like, which character do you like more is what they essentially ask you.
That is pretty crazy.
But it actually seems like the two, like, kill the other protagonist endings are the ones that are tacked on, because those are, like, just quick chases. Mm. Whereas if you do the... I forget what the
suicide
exact name.
Mission.
Yeah, the
it
option number C.
Yeah, it was suicide.
Option C is. It's a pretty cool, like, it's the end of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, where it's like, we're going to kill everybody who hates us.
I almost wish that ending, like, in terms of gameplay, I feel like it could have been done a little better. Like, you have to kill three people. I feel like that could have been the conclusion of the three, like,
well,
all right, they all know each other. We need to make sure that they're all taken out at the same time. Like, set up all of your situations.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there could have been some kind of, like, you literally pull the trigger and see all three of them do it. Mm. Like, I just feel like in terms of, like, they could have done something, like, if it were a movie, you would have seen them all die at the same time, and it would have been really cool. But in a game, it ended up just feeling like you did three different things after each other.
Well, I thought it was, like, depending on what order you prioritized them, like, one of the characters wasn't going to make it in time and would therefore ruin the life of the character that the person they were trying to kill affected. But it ended up giving me all the time in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably, like, technical limitations that would have been, like, you can't have three simultaneous deaths, or unless you wanted it to be, like, non-interactive, then you could do that.
Yeah, I feel like you could have set up each one. Like, you go, you set up with a sniper rifle with one, you set bombs with another, you're hiding behind a door with another, and then it just kind of does a thing where you see split screen, and then it's just, like, pull the trigger, and then all three happen at once. I was like, I just feel like there could have been something...
That would be pretty cool.
...bigger, especially because it's the end. It's the end of... It's the last Grand Theft Auto you're going to get for, like, five freaking years.
Yeah, and with that mission, I didn't feel any sort of, like, oh, man, I got to kill Stretch. I couldn't even remember what Stretch did.
I remembered what Stretch did.
Like,
he did
the thing at the sawmill with
He tried to sell you guys out and get you guys killed.
Yeah, and
multiple.
He was also involved in the brick of cocaine thing.
Yeah. I loved that Lamar showed up for that final fucking mission too. Oh my God, was I happy that Lamar showed up for that mission?
Yeah.
It's the Apache blood.
I would have
loved that.
Yeah. Would have liked for Wade to be there too.
Oh, poor Wade.
And Jimmy's son. I would love like a
Jizzle.
A second DLC campaign where it's the three like buddies.
Oh my God! So yeah. Lamar, Jimmy, and Wade. Not Wade. What was the name of the
Ron?
Ron was it? No, the one who had the
Wade is ICP. Ron is the guy in like with the hat, like the weird fisherman's hat.
No, Wade is the one who's in the
He's
strip
the
club.
One you talk like this.
Oh my God! Did I love him?
Yeah.
I love
like
his
because of meth. Is that? The
I think he has a tongue piercing. I think the thing is, I love when he's just like. Where he's like, hey, remember when my friends came and hung out with you and then you had me sit at your house and then you went to you went away with them and came back and you said they ditched me? And he's like, yeah, it's proof that everyone who you love will leave you except me. He's like, oh, that's true. Like, I love how oblivious he was.
Yeah.
I really thought Trevor was going to better his cousin Floyd in some way, but that ended quite different from how I thought it was.
Covered in blood.
And I kept thinking they would like cut to that not being them dead on the ground or something, but no, they just never address it.
So good.
Wade eats his own cousin's blood.
Yeah. So
and also gets covered with poo.
That couch was so nasty looking. I couldn't even. If I was Floyd, I would literally just jump out the window.
Did you guys have the one? Do you ever cut to Trevor and see him spooning with Floyd?
I did not, but I heard about that.
Yeah, and he's got some
Floyd
interesting.
Has a soft cry.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Floyd's.
Yeah, I wish I had. I know there's even more that I missed, but like Trevor does have the craziest cutaways. Like you know, you can run in, you can change to him while he's doing while he's being chased by the cops.
Yeah, that
did you ever did you ever cut to him when he was interacting with bodybuilders?
Yes, had that happen.
Did you have that happen? No. So it just cuts to him, and there's like that area where there's a bunch of bodybuilders, and he's shoving one, and he's just like, I know my underpants when I see them. You're wearing my underpants. Take them off and give them back. And the bodybuilders just all fight you.
Yeah.
It's so random. Or the one where he wakes up on the beach.
Yes.
I didn't get that one either.
He wakes up in his underpants on the beach, surrounded by dead bodies. He gets up, looks around, and he goes like, last one standing, again. And then he farts and scratches his butt.
I had one where he, as I switched to him, he was mid throwing a biker off a highway overpass.
Good times. Did you get the Michael one where he was walking away from a motel? He's walking away from a motel just like, no, I'm not going to do it. It's not right.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, right?
I think I had one where he's like finishing paying a prostitute where I'm like, no, that's not right because that's not the way that I'm playing as Michael. I'm playing as Michael.
See, mine was he specifically said he wasn't going to do
that. I also had one where he's passing some ladies of the night and they're like, hey, want a date? And he's like, nope, I'm a happily married man. It just keeps on walking.
So what do you want from DLC to wrap things up sort of? I personally want each character to have another chapter. And also another heist. I want three more 7-hour games, each with a heist or two. That's a lot to ask, I know. I don't want new characters. I want continuation and heist. But you could also do it like as a side mission. Like there's a lot to go into with each of those characters because I know they don't want to make it so you have to have beaten the game to play the DLC. So just make it like separate stuff with an additional heist as a way to get a bunch more money.
Well, are we just assuming that DLC would be on the same level as, like, Ballad of Gay Tony and Lost in the Dam?
I think it, I mean, that worked out real well for them.
Did it? Because, like, they had to put it on disc, and they put it on PS. Well, obviously, they were going to put it on PSN
is that
eventually.
Had to, or realized they could make more money doing it? I mean, The Walking Dead went on disc, and that was seen as, like,
That's
it did
true.
So well that it could be put on disc.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so, because, you know, it's going to be, you know, going by Rockstar's schedule.
They have to build
probably
a new engine for next gen.
Exactly. but yeah, I mean, well, like in terms of DLC, I want obviously new gun and car skins.
Ooh.
Yeah, totally.
Some horses and or armor for said horses.
Yes.
or horse armor and no horses.
My God, the possibilities are limitless.
I really am digging that like second tier heist idea.
That would be
with
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever hang out with Jimmy or Tracy as Trevor? Because they refer to him as like Uncle Trevor.
Yeah, Uncle Trevor.
And I thought maybe there'd be some cool conversations of like, because I remember Trevor saying, oh, I bounced her on my knee when she was two. And you're letting her do this now? Come on.
Nah, he's like, he is super respectful with exception to his, I mean, he's not even disrespectful to his wife. I think I was talking to Michael Raparez about it, and I brought up, like, yeah, he starts talking about how nice Michael's wife's tits are. And it's like, he says it in such a way where he's actually not like, he's genuinely trying to compliment her.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, by the way, your tits look nice. Like, he's not trying to be a scumbag in that moment.
Yeah.
He just is. But he genuinely cares about Michael's family.
Also, this is off topic, but do people really say namaste as much as GTA 5 led me to believe?
Yeah, they also say millennials way more than I've ever heard in actual culture.
Well, that's how millennials speak. They say namaste in millennials. That yoga guy. Goddamn.
Fabian.
Did you ever go to his website? In-game?
No.
It's just nothing. All of his yoga positions are sexual positions with clothes on. Every single one. It's just like woman arching her back and him shoving her head into his crotch. Like every single one is sexual.
I just love the line where he's like, sometimes when I do this one, I weep uncontrollably.
He is such a... I feel like there weren't any characters that were as over the top as like Brucey, but there were a lot of characters that were as well developed. Like, he was good, Lamar was good, both of the kids were good, the wife was pretty good.
Did you guys do the mission where Tracy has a stalker for her porn career?
And, I like how it was all very subtle, not out there.
I just like how the guy you're chasing is like, you have a very nice daughter, Mr. Sucks.
Which makes me think that she's got to be like in porn canon, the daughter of Candy Sucks from Vice City.
Ah, I didn't even make that connection. My God. And that was 80s. This is modern day. It's
exactly.
Very possible.
Yeah. I did that mission. Did you kill the guy?
I think I just beat the crap out of him.
I killed him, and she's just like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Why can't I ask you for help without you murdering someone?
By the way, did you guys feel like sometimes you'd beat someone to death, like, way faster than you thought it might take?
You don't know your own strength.
I'd punch people, like, three times, and then they'd just stop moving.
Yeah.
And everyone would be screaming.
And then you realize you're not playing a video game. Any final thoughts on Grand Theft Auto V?
I think before, up to this point, Vice City was my favorite. That was the only one I took the time to finish all the missions.
And you were not a big fan of 4.
And no, I pretty much dropped for like a third of the way in. But GTA 5, it hooked me and it kept me till the very end, which makes it my new favorite. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably also say 5 has become my favorite. Vice City also up there. Yeah, and then 3, San Andreas, and 4 are kind of all in that. Like, still pretty good, but not quite at that level. Yeah, the one thing that I didn't like from a storytelling perspective is how the initial interactions between, like, the three protagonists don't quite work for me. Like, Trevor coming into town, like, first of all, he is so angry to find out that Michael is alive and potentially has betrayed him that he kills Johnny Clevis just, like, without thinking of it. And then he gets into town, and it's like, hey, save my daughter from Laszlo, please. Okay. Or, like, the initial reaction from Michael to Franklin breaking into his house is, yeah, let's go on a mission together. There should have been a mission or two in each case where it's like, let me slowly gain your trust back. Not like, let's go on this wacky adventure together right away.
I kind of disagree. I thought that those worked better than I thought they would. I think the killing Johnny Klebitz was more he was in shock.
Yeah.
And that's how he responds to any stress. And I really liked that mission where, like, he just slowly gets up from the back of the car. I think he, as somebody who comes from that world, he understands what it's like to just have a job like that. So I think it was, and it's almost like, he, as long as he has an accomplice, he doesn't feel like he's being a psychopath. Like, if he's in it with someone else, it's not just him being crazy.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess it's more in Trevor's case, where it's just like, I've spent the last, you know, 4 or 5 hours playing only as Trevor and seeing how insane he is at all times. And
hating Michael.
And then he does all this, and, okay, fine, for some reason, he doesn't know if Michael has betrayed him yet, so he doesn't want to kill him right away. And maybe he'll go on this madcap adventure. But then he's going to, like, make Laszlo take his pants off and walk around.
Well, I mean, that's the thing where he feels like, I think he just likes Michael's family. He knows them.
But I'm just saying he should have killed Laszlo. I thought that was going to happen. Like, I know that they probably wouldn't because, like, he's such a big part of
this. He's an actual staff member at making the game.
Yeah, he's like a co-writer on the entire thing.
Like,
he does all the radio stuff.
Yeah, but I thought there's potential, like, would
they
do
could
that?
Have.
They could have, and that would have been, like, that would have been a bigger surprise than Klebitz, to be honest. Like, yeah, wow, you killed Laszlo? Like, he's in every game. Granted, he's, like, that would be, killing, no, I don't have anything on top of my head. But, like, killing, like, a regular guest star on a show who's, like, yeah, he's just there.
I cared more about Klebitz than I did Laszlo, personally.
Yeah.
I had no attachment to either.
But I definitely think it's my favorite Grand Theft Auto, knocking off Saints Row 3, though it's a close second.
Oh, by the way, Saints Row 3 is unplayable after playing GTA 5.
Oh, no.
I tried to get into it. By God, I tried. But it looks like crap, and the gunplay is still fun, but it feels off somehow after GTA 5.
Just finish it. It's worth it. So that's it for the spoiler cast. You can check out Dave Rudden on KOXM.
Yes.
Every third.
Every once in a while.
Once in a while. and you can check out your regularly scheduled Radio Radar at the end of this week. So we will talk to you later.